I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and I am broadcasting from London today, where there are a lot of Brexit politics going on this week, and we will get to that. But we're going to start this hour in Washington,
where, as you know, Jeremy, two career diplomats are testifying behind closed doors today in the House impeachment inquiry about how outsiders loyal to President Trump tried to influence Ukraine policy. Tomorrow, the House holds its first formal vote on rules for going forward with its inquiry. And Jeremy, before we get to our Wednesday strategist, I just wonder, in London, are they talking about the inquiry that's going on here in the U.S.?
Well, as you know, they have their own politics to deal with right now. But I will say that now that they've decided they're going to have an election coming up in December, the BBC News This Hour led with the Trump impeachment story. So, yes, they are talking about it.
How about that? Well, let's get to our political strategist. Alice Stewart is a Republican. She joins me in the studio. Bill Press, a Democrat. Hi to you both.
Hi, Robin.
Hello, hello. Hi, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Alice.
And Alice, let me start with you because as you look to this vote tomorrow going on in the House of Representatives, what do you think the significance of that is? Republicans have been asking for this and Democrats are giving it to them.
Sure. This is a classic case of be careful what you wish for because you might get it. And I do think it's important that we move from closed door depositions to open hearings in order for all of Americans, Republicans and Democrats, to go through this with full transparency. The question I have is based on the rule bill that has been put forth, so much of the calling forth of witnesses and subpoenaing different people involved in this is all in the hands of the Democrats, all subject of approval of the chair. And the White House can call witnesses, but it all is subject to the approval of the chair. And it will be very preferential to the Democrats, but that's the benefit of being in control. You have that power. But if this is a little more balanced in regards to Republicans being able to have more equal access to calling witnesses and putting forth testimony, that will be more beneficial. But this is the elections have consequences, and Democrats will be in full control of this.
Bill, do you think that all the Democrats are going to be in line with the leadership on this vote and say, yes, they want to move forward with this?
I think there will definitely be enough Democrats to move forward, maybe not every single last one. I also want to point out, I'm so tired of this argument about, oh, things were happening behind closed doors. If you look at the Hill, and I was there yesterday at a hearing, almost every investigative hearing starts, the Nixon impeachment did, the Clinton impeachment did, all of them, with, and other issues, with closed-door hearings to find out what witnesses might want to say. And then they have public hearings. That's standard procedure. We learned about the Nixon tapes from Alexander Butterfield behind closed doors before it was ever public, number one. Number two, Alice is right on this one. Yeah, you know, Republicans can't whine that Democrats are making the rules. Democrats, guess what? They're in charge, and they get to make the rules. From what I've seen so far, Jeremy and Robin, of the rules, that I think they're very fair. They provide equal time for Republicans and Democrats to question the witnesses and present whatever documents or testimony they want. These are the rules for moving forward. But I think the significant thing is that this means this process is going to the next step, which is a formal impeachment inquiry in public.
Well, and the Democrats have been promising that. The Republicans have been protesting that it isn't in public right now, but we know a lot has been leaking out. Bill, it sounds like one of the things Alice was saying there, that Republicans, Democrats are in charge, and that means Democrats will also own this, you know, which, you know, we know how Republicans fared in midterm elections after Bill Clinton was impeached. But I want to ask you, Alice, if you're worrying about some of the things that are coming out from not just the, you know, leaked from the closed door testimony, but from statements. On NPR's Morning Edition, the Republican Congressman Scott Perry confirmed this morning that in testimony yesterday from National Security staffer Alexander Vindman, Vindman tried to restore at least two parts of President Trump's July 25th phone call with that Ukrainian president that had been omitted from the transcript we've seen of the call. Now, the New York Times reports the omissions were references to Joe Biden and his son's business dealings in Ukraine. Today, the Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan downplayed this. Let's listen.
The changes, I think, that were outlined in the press were not a big deal, if in fact that was the case. So it didn't concern me. I don't think concerned anyone that's engaged in that process.
Not a big deal. Didn't concern me. But Alice, there may have been more damning evidence on that transcript of Trump referring to a political rival. This is what we're hearing. And in any event, the opening statements in these hearings are pretty damning enough. at a certain point, as we're hearing, there will be open hearings. Are you nervous?
The testimony we heard from Vindman is concerning. Also, what we heard from Taylor is concerning. Look, I have said from the very beginning the phone call was inappropriate. It was ill-advised. As to at the time, as what we currently have, is it worthy of impeachment? That remains to be seen based on what we've heard. But for Vindman to come out and say that the transcript doesn't accurately represent the phone call, that's a concern. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the White House disagrees. I'm not worried about the words on the page. What I am worried are the ellipses and the dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. What exactly was said during that period? We're going to get to the bottom of this. The whistleblower was obviously relying his information on second and third hand accounts, but now
some
we have
Vin,
right, and now we have Vindman who actually heard the call, and I think this is critical information, and it certainly does lend itself to further investigation and cause for concern.
Yeah. Jeremy?
Yeah, some high-profile conservatives, I want to ask you this, Bill, questioned Vindman's loyalties. He is, of course, a 20-year decorated military officer who was born in Ukraine. Here's Fox News host Laura Ingraham speaking on Monday night.
Here we have a U.S. national security official who is advising Ukraine while working inside the White House, apparently against the president's interest, and usually they spoke in English. Isn't that kind of an interesting angle on this story?
And then here is the Republican conference chair, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who didn't like that kind of attack.
We're talking about decorated veterans who have served this nation, who have put their lives on the line, and it is shameful to question their patriotism, their love of this nation, and we should not be involved in that process.
So Liz Cheney, not in favor of what Laura Ingraham was doing there. But Bill, how much of a problem is it for this impeachment inquiry that many Republicans will listen to Laura Ingraham and not Liz Cheney on something like this and all of the attacks on the people who are testifying?
Well, even though I've been involved in politics a long time, I still have faith in the political system and faith in elected leaders. And I believe that this is seen as shameful and disgusting by most Republicans. Look, he is a Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, as you pointed out, is a 20-year veteran of the Army. Yes, he's an immigrant. He's a loyal patriot. He won got the Purple Heart. He works in the White House and the National Security Council. For the president to go after him and his followers to go after him, I think, is beyond contempt. It reminds me of what they did to a real American hero, another one, John McCain. I think it's disgusting, and I think everybody should repudiate that. But I just want to mention, I think one of the most significant things that happened this week is the president himself said to his Republican supporters on the Hill, stop talking about process, start talking about substance. And I think that is a very tricky road and slippery slope for Republicans, because that means he wants them to stand up and say, yes, it's okay to withhold military aid in exchange for political dirt. I really want to hear them try to defend that. And that's where the president wants to take it next.
I'm going to ask Alice about that. But Bill and Jeremy, I have to tell you both, when you were playing Laura Ingraham, Alice was sitting here shaking her head. I mean, obviously, you don't think that's a good row to hoe, making these diplomats who have worked for both parties, who are such patriots. This man is carrying shrapnel to somehow question his patriotism.
Yeah. Two words jump out at me when I heard Laura Ingraham say that and others.
Are we going to need to bleep these words, Alice?
The two words are Purple Heart. This is a Purple Heart recipient, and people are questioning his patriotism. There's really no place for that.
But in the time we have, I do want to ask you, Alice, what Bill asked. Do you think the Republicans can make the case that it's okay for the president to have made this phone call and asked another country to investigate a political rival who all reports at the time said he was just doing the business of the American government? And then maybe there was even a quid pro quo that make the case that it was okay to withhold aid. Do you think that's going to work?
That's what this whole process is about. And really, that's the only case that they can make as we hear more information about it. Look, many will acknowledge that it was inappropriate, but they do not see that it rises to the level of impeachment. And I am glad we are getting back to the point where we're focusing on substance, because if they do truly feel nothing is is wrong. I don't think this, as we know now, it's impeachable. Then let's focus on the substance. Let's not focus on the process. And because it is common practice and common strategy, when you have the facts, you pound the facts into the table. When you have the law, you pound the law. When you don't have the facts or the law, you pound the table. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to help Republicans. We need to focus on the substance. We need to focus on whether or not this was inappropriate and worthy of impeachment. I don't think it is, but that's the whole process of what we need to get to the bottom.
And I want to add quickly, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman and Bill Taylor have both given us the facts. So, yes, Alice, let's deal with the facts and move forward.
That is Bill Press, a Democrat and host of the Bill Press podcast, and Alice Stewart, Republican strategist, currently a fellow at the Harvard Institute of Politics. Sorry we don't have time for 2020 today, but we will maybe get there next week, although who knows. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.